Back in the MTP Software Studios, and it's quite comfortable here. And my name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Thanks to everyone. Boy, we had a lot of offsites. Thanks to Leader Bank, did a great job. And if you weren't at the Leader Bank Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe, you really missed out on something. Wow, what a day. I think every single person in the room said it was the best speaker they had ever seen. So watch for our next announcement for the next Leader Cafe, and try to get you in. Our next guest, here we go, big test, Paul Zukauskas, president and co-founder, We Played.
Yes. Yeah. Hi. Good job with the pronunciation.
That was great. It was easy once I spelt it out the way I needed to see it.
That's right.
So what's We Played?
So We Played is a video platform for athletes and fans to personalize and share their video. The company was founded by myself and two other gentlemen, Rob Champa and Pete Martin. But the story of We Played and how it started was I played college football at Boston College. As a four-year starter, an All-American and captain, and then I played in the NFL for 5 years. I played Cleveland Browns in the 49ers my fifth year. And I had coached for a long time after. So I was coaching for 9 years, college and high school football. But I lost all my video in a flood in my basement from my playing days, so my college and my NFL career, and had used a lot of coaches' tools and realized there's a better way, one, to access the video. It's all still there. I wasn't that old where it's an old film sitting in some archive somewhere, and thought the video was tremendously valuable. So what We Played was founded on is, you know, there's a game that's broadcasted, it's watched somewhere, you know, what happens to that game after? And we've created a platform for that video to go. So whether you're an athlete, you're, you know, family member of that athlete, a follower on social of that athlete, you're able to go to We Played and create moments within those games and be able to share them with your followers on social.
Would I be able to create my own games? If I'm playing sports, let's say I play tennis. Can I create my own videos?
Exactly. So, you know, the video from a match in tennis could come to We Played. And you could say, here are my favorite backhand moments, or here's my best plays in tennis.
Wow.
And then it's also too, it's really trying to capture the emotional insight we have into our games. So we're connected emotionally to those games, but it's also the technical aspects too.
So let's say over the last week, if I had two tennis matches with Chris as an example,
yeah,
and I had comebacks and beaten him, even though he's the superior player, I would have been able to have used, We Played that way and made it public to the world.
And made it public to the world. And prove
Chris might get up and beat the you-know-whats out of me in about 3 seconds.
Yeah. So yeah, it is. It is exactly. Yeah. It's used. That's a great use case right there. Yeah. You can prove that you whip somebody.
Wow. That would be great. So let's get in the Wayback Machine.
Yeah.
You have a little bit of a sports background yourself, so sure. You're staying consistent with your background. You said a little bit about it. Can you give us a little bit more?
Yeah. So I grew up outside of Boston, town Weymouth. I grew up playing lots of sports. Played. I was a swimmer, played soccer, basketball, baseball were my favorite sports. And then I didn't play football till high school. And I went to Boston College High School, all boys Catholic school in Dorchester, and played basketball and football there. And, football became a passion of mine. So I was a really big guy and football is usually good for big people. So I ended up having a pretty good career in high school, ended up getting a scholarship to Boston College, and loved it at BC. So I was, it was an interesting time in BC football history. They were coming off a gambling scandal. So there was this big gambling, thing that happened, and it wasn't the hottest school to go to, but I was from the area and loved it. My freshman year, I ended up being the first freshman to start on the offensive line in 20 years, and then started there for 4 years. And then my senior year was named captain, which is one of the big thrills.
Accomplishment.
I always say that's the biggest accomplishment I had.
Right.
Was being named captain at BC. And then in 2001, so 2000 was my last football season. 2001, I graduated BC and got drafted to play to for Butch Davis and the Cleveland Browns. Butch Davis was at University of Miami, so he used to play them every year, and was in Cleveland for 4 years, and I loved, you know, really loved Cleveland too. Love the Browns now that they're going to be actually pretty good, I think, this year, finally.
That's what they're saying. That's a lot what of hype. Saying. A lot of, I just read this morning scary. Again. The hype is it's pretty strong.
Yeah, it's pretty strong, and it's a little like unnerving.
Are they an upper echelon team now? Everybody's saying.
They certainly, from a talent perspective, I think they are. Right. And now it's like, you know, now you actually got to go win the games, but. So yeah, I was in Cleveland for 4 years.
Well, it's a big football town, isn't it?
It's
that's what people
football.
Don't realize. They make fun of me. I mean, the fans are dedicated fans.
It's dedicated. They're much bigger. You know, this will rub people. I grew up in New England. Grew up in Weymouth, right. And they're much bigger football fans, the game of football, than people in New England. You know,
I knew that.
Yeah,
grow up in New England, but I know that.
Yeah, like you know,
Cleveland, Green Bay. These are hardcore football towns.
Yeah, you go to a high school football game, and there's 17,000 people at the game. You know, right. On a rainy, rainy night, and then they love, you know, Ohio State and. There's just a very different kind of, you know, people love the Patriots here. People love football in Ohio.
Well, it's hard not to love the Patriots. Let's see when the Patriots are 3-13 if they still have as many fans.
That's right. That's right. And I do love the Patriots too. I love Belichick. Love Brady.
It's easy to follow Belichick and try to, you know, follow his logic and how he does things.
That's right. Absolutely. Right. He's brilliant.
A great leader.
Sure is.
Great leader.
Sure is. Yeah.
So how do you make your money from We Played?
So our business model, we launch in about a month. And we'll be going really live with our product come the fall. So, you know, our concentration of video is around college sports. So we have a huge inventory of sport of video from the SEC, ACC, and Big 12, and we're starting off with football, and then moving to 11 other sports. So we did an agreement where that video comes to We Played right after the game. So kickoff classic, August 31st of the summer, Alabama plays Duke. The game comes to We Played. Right after the game, and fans and athletes can say, here are my favorite plays from the game, or here's the different looks at the game, and all the different ways you could break down a game and share it. So what our business model is around subscriptions and advertisements. So the threshold is to, you know, if you want to collect infinite amount of moments on We Play, these 3 to 30 second clips of video, you want to be able to share them, you want to do lots of things with them, there will be a subscription fee.
Oh, that's very interesting. Do you have any partners in the business, or is this all self-driven, self-financed?
So, yeah, it's been, we've raised all an angel round of funding. And our partner, we'll have two partners. One is XOS Digital. XOS Digital, that's where the video, they aggregate the rights to video. And so we had targeted them as a way to get all this video onto the We Play platform. So XOS is a partner in Sport Radar because we want to really enrich those games with lots of data. Sport Radar is a great sports data company.
Oh, interesting. So, Paul, if somebody's looking for you or We Played,
yeah,
how would they do that?
Yeah, weplayed.com.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, pretty easy. So weplayed.com. Right now, it looks more of kind of a corporate website, but in the next few weeks, so at the end of June, June 22nd, you'll see that it's a video website, and you'll go and be able to find, right from the beginning, you'll see lots of ACC football. That's kind of our start, and then we're rolling out the other conferences as well.
Will you come back again and tell us about some of the progress?
I would love to. Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, Nathan will reach out to you.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Everybody, we've been speaking with Paul Zukauskas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
there we go.
Great.
Co-founder We Played. I think you guys should check it out. And my name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.